I'd like to be mechayim the mitzvahs chazal of derech eretz kodmo lepeira. First of all, I'd like to thank the CST for covering the security of tonight's meeting. We're makir tova to them. Also to the Yankov school for allowing us to use the hall. And I'd like to start with an introduction. Just a few points which I think is very important and crucial to understand the Negev this year. This year is basically, and I'll say specifically, for Northwest London. And the reason why I say this is because every place, every mokem has Rabbunim, Moir Heroes, Dayunim, Bupaskin, maybe differently. There might be places in Machbe or Mameko. 20 years ago, when Northwest London Atzula was established, incorporation of Atzula in London generally, I went to visit our Rav, the late Harav Padre, the Chassadik of Rucha, and the Chayroah, the Pesach Haluchas, which we'll discuss tonight, are mainly based on his shitta. And with his permission, I also discussed many methods with the Goan of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Chassadik of Rucha. And on the Pesachim of these two Gedoyli Yisroel, we base our Shia tonight. Many ask, why do we need a Shia for Hatzullah, about Hatzullah? Hatzullah members, they have their Shia every year. Nearly every year we give a Shia, we revise the halachas. The members of Atzula are well versed in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Atzula's Nefushas. Why do the members of the public need a Shia? Tzuch Nefesh, Hilchas Shabbos. Let me quote to you the words of the Chofetz Chaim, Shulchan Aruch Siman Shia and Kofet in the Mishnah Brida. The Shulchan Aruch says the following words. Mi sheyesh lo choyli shosuna. If there is an illness which has in it an element of danger, or the Mishnah Berurah says even a suffix skuna, even a chance, a possibility of danger. Mitzvah lechalal olavet haShabbos. There's a mitzvah to be mechalal Shabbos. Actually a chiyuv. V'hazuris hareza meshibach. The one who is fast, acts swiftly, is to be praised. V'hashoyel, if you ask the shayla, when there is a case of pikuach nefesh, hareze sheifach domen. It's considered chas v'sholem at shvichas domen. So the Mishnah Berurah says the following words. Ubi Yerushalmi Yisra, the Yerushalmi says, v'hanishal, if somebody is asked, should I do this, shouldn't I do this, hareze meduna. It's not correct. You should wait to be asked. But the Mishnah, why? Sha'atamot chocham bin koimoi oyeloi lidroish bepirke. It's an obligation on the Rav or the Talmud Chocham in the town to darshan for the public today sheyedu kolo om, so that everyone should know v'loi yistarchu v'shaloi, that they shouldn't have to ask a shayla. So there's a shoyo. The one who asks the shayla when there's a case of tzuach nefesh, very strong language. Harei ze sheikh, sheifach domin. V'hanishal, that is myself, Rabbonim, harei ze meguna, is an obligation, says the Chofetz Chaim, to tell the public, to teach the public, the halachas of the tzuach nefesh. And that's what we're doing tonight. Maybe it's long overdue, but we felt time goes on, there is a need for this year. And I stress again, and it's important to stress before I go into the actual halachas, that is based on the Pesachim for Northwest London. The Shia is being heard in Kol HaLoshon and other places outside England, and many of the halachas, of course, are relevant there as well. But if is Hatzol, a member of another place, who his Rav is passing differently, of course one has to keep the Psak of the Rabbonim of that town. First of all, to establish the point of being Mechal Shabbos for Mikuach Nefesh, the Torah says, and it's this week's Pasha, V'chai Bohem. The Torah wants us to live, to be healthy, to keep Torah mitzvahs, and V'chai Bohem is Zoicha all the Surim of the Torah, except for the three most serious Averas, Shvichas Domim, Gila Royes, and Aved Zorah. But besides that, when it comes to save the life of a person, every mitzvah or love set aside because of the Chai Bohem. The Gemara also brings another limit for Shabbos. You must be Mechal Shabbos for a Chayla Sheyesh B'Skona, for a danger or even a suffix danger. And the Portuguese is Shomri B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. La'asoy Es HaShabbos. The Gemara says, V'shomri b'nei Yisrael et haShabbos. Make sure you keep the Shabbos and save the lives of people so that they should be able to keep other Shabbos. So the words of the Gemara is, Mutzev shi'chalal Shabbos achas. We must be mechalal one Shabbos, k'day she'yishmoy Shabbos et haver. By saving the life of a person, you are helping him to keep many other Shabbos. And the kasha, the question is obvious. If you have a limit of a chai bohem, this week's parasha, that every mitzvah in the Torah is set aside to save the life of a person, why does Shabbos need a special pasuk of a shomri b'nei Yisrael et haShabbos? Why do we need another limit? Isn't a chai bohem strong enough, good enough as a limit for every mitzvah in the Torah besides the three most serious averes? And the Chassam Sofer explains that we need an extra pasuk dafka for Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Chazal say, kol mechalel es haShabbos, if somebody mechalel Shabbos, ki'ilu ova kol haTorah kula. Shabbos is the ois beini bein b'nei Yisrael oisi l'olam. Somebody's mechalel Shabbos is ki'ilu oved avod zorah. Shabbos is a symbol of unity, connection of Klal Yisrael in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Chassam Sofer explains, we would have thought that maybe Shabbos falls into the category of the three Averis, like Avodah Zorah, and maybe we shouldn't be Mechalal Shabbos for Chayla Sheyesh B'Skona. So the Torah says, B'Shomru B'nei Yisrael, an extra limud, an extra halacha, to teach us that although Shabbos is the most serious of the Averis, Shabbat Torah, but V'chai Bohem applies Shabbos. So the B'Shomru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbos is a support to tell us that Shabbos is included in all the mitzvahs and Aveiros Shabbat Torah, that V'chai Bohem overrides Chilul Shabbos. But at the same time, it teaches us important halacha, that when we're dealing with Chilul Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh, then Umazeh, we have to be careful to do it correctly. We must be Mechalel Shabbos when necessary, but we must also remember that this is Shabbos. It's true that Shabbos is put aside whenever there's a case of Pikuach Nefesh, but there are many dinim, many halachas, which one has to be aware of in Kedusha Shabbos when one is oisik in Pikuach Nefesh. And this is specifically halachas v'shenageya to the klal, not to Hatzolah members, but the Hatzolah members are taught various halachas v'shenageya to them as experts. This is a halachas v'shenageya to the tzim. These are fundamental klal in Hilchas Shabbos. The Gemara says in the Sefer Chagiga, the Gemara compares Hilchas Shabbos to harurim atluyim b'se'orah, like mountains hanging on a hair. Very strange expression. Mountains, massive mountains, hanging on a hair. Very strange notion. What it means is, the Hilchas Shabbos is very complicated. Anyone who's learned through Hilchas Shabbos, whether it's in Shnei Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, Shmir Shabbos Kechotzo, there's many, many Sforim Echa Shabbos, realize and see how complicated Echa Shabbos is. And the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Hakdom of Echa Shabbos, if one doesn't learn Echa Shabbos, one can't be a Shmir Shabbos Kechotzo properly. One has to learn Echa Shabbos. But I heard from my Rebbe, the Din Chatzitzchot, and I invite Rova Yishalayim, the Chatzadik Yerucha, another explanation. In this Mama Chazal, Kaharurim Hakliim, these are mountains which hang on a hair. Hilchas Shabbos has something very unique to it. And this uniqueness in Hilchas Shabbos is crucial to the halachas that we're going to learn this year. In Hilchas Shabbos, one can make a movement which will change the status of the act being done from a Chilul Shabbos, which is Chayus Tfila and Chatos, to a Hetzer. This is something which is unique in Hilchas Shabbos. Let's take first of all an example, Hilchas Boira. If somebody takes out Psoilus from an Oichel, I'm not going to say Hilchas Boira, I'm just giving it as an example. You take out Psoilus from Oichel, it's Chilul Shabbos. Chayus Chatos, Chayus Tfila. If you take out Oichel from Psoilus, it's not Chayus Tfila. So all it is the movement of the hand. You move one way, Tfila, the other way. And there are many, many other examples where in Hilchas Shabbos, the movement, the smallest, the minute act, can make a difference between a Chayus Tfila and between a hand. And that's why it's considered as mountains which are hanging on a hair. The movement, the slight movement can make all the difference. And here we come to the basic halacha in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh, where we see the harurim hatzaliyim b'seora, how it's negea, how it's important to our halacha in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. Let me quote to you the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Kishemachalalin Shabbos, when you have to be mechalal Shabbos, for a choyla, and we'll soon discuss what is considered a choyla, what's considered a suffix choyla. But when you're Mechal Shabbos, after Shalom Shenever Echmo, one, not Mechal Shabbos, Mishtavlin Shaloi Lafri Salidei Goyim, you shouldn't do it through a Nochri. Elo Alidei Yisroel Gedoilim Ubnei Da. One should Dafke do it through a Yisroel, a Godel and a Ben Das, an expert, somebody who knows what to do. That's the words of the Chabad, Moran Abbasiyyus, Shulchan Aruch. Then the remark continues, Yeshayim, Dim Ef Shalatos, Beloy Zichui, Beloy Ichu, Alidei Shina. If you could do the same act, in the same speed, without any delay, Alidei Shinui, with doing it Al Achayad, not in the normal way as you do it in the weekdays, Oise Alidei Shinui. In other words, there's a chiyuv, if one can, if one remembers, and if there's no delay whatsoever, and it's safe to do it, one should try and do anything which is chilul Shabbos for a chayla, one should do it through a shinui. Kelachayad. For example, if one needs to call a solah, instead of pressing the button, kederech, one does it with a knuckle. That's called kelachayad. That's not the normal way how you would press the button of a cell phone or a mobile. Do it with a knuckle or with a small finger. Anything which is different to the normal way that you do it the weekday, that would be considered a shinui. And this is harurim hatluyim b'seora. In Hilchas Shabbos, there's a halacha which is called meleches machsheva. The Torah only asks chilul Shabbos if it's done in the oifen of a chashivus, meleches machshevus, like it did in the Mishkan. If it's done kelach hayad, not the norm, not the normal way, it's not considered a chiyuv chatos tfila. It's also midrabbanan. One is not allowed to do it, and the issa midrabbanan on Shabbos is also considered chilul Shabbos, but it's not a chiyuv chatos, not a chiyuv tfila. It takes down, it minimizes the issa from a chiyuv deraisa to an issa midrabbanan. And the Ramah paskens that one must try, one must be mishtadl if one can, and if there's no delay, to do the chiddush Shabbos that you must do for a chayle, you should try and do it l'achayad. And you've changed the situation from doing a chiyav chatos, a issa deraita, to issa derabanan. But it's very important to remember, this can only be done if one is certain there's not going to be any delay whatsoever. If a person can start thinking whether it's a solar case, and he's just thinking, Kalachayad, how do I do Kalachayad? And he starts discussing and debating Hilchas Kalachayad, and he pull out the Shemir Shabbos Tuchot and check what's Kalachayad. Of course, that is very dangerous. That would be Shvichas Domin. That's called Hashoyel, Areza Shvichas Domin. Only if, in the spur of the moment, one realizes, and one knows, right, I can press the button, Kalachayad, and you do it without any delay, there's a Chiyah. And that's one of the purposes, the reasons of this year, that you should be aware of the possibility that one can minimize a chilul Shabbos through the kalachayat. If somebody has to carry chitzor b'Shabbos, chiyav chatos, kalachayat, if one puts the object on his head, doesn't carry it the normal way, no chiyav chatos, only yisur d'rabbanan. Or if one carries any object not in the normal way that he would carry in the weekday, that's considered kalachayad. And if one remembers, one should do it kalachayad if there's no delay whatsoever. This is harurim hatzaluyim b'seora. You can change the situation of the chiyav chatos, the chiyav deraita, to a chiyav derabanan by doing kalachayad. Of course, this is only the mokum pikuach nefesh. Otherwise, if somebody is chatzoshom a mechal Shabbos midi rabbonon, is considered mechal Shabbos the gamra completely. This halacha only applies to mokum pikuach nefesh. The one should try to minimize from a chiyav deraita to a chiyav derabbonon b'tanai, on condition that there is no delay whatsoever. The remark continues that if there is no delay, the minute Ashkenaz, the remark brings is to try and do it through a nochri. But the Mishnah Berurah brings the taz, and that's the way we pattern, that we try to do it dafka through a yid, and the way the Mechaba, the Moran Abbas Yosef pattern. Especially when there is a Hatzolah organization who is so fast, so efficient, so dedicated, and they do it immediately, and we know that their service is so well equipped, well done. Of course, there's a chiyuv to do it dafka through Yisroel. These are the words of the Mechaba, Ayde Yisroel gedoylem u'bnei da'an. Now let's consider basically what is the pikuach nefesh. It's very difficult. I'm not going to go through. We're all laymen, doctors, we're not experts, but just to have an idea. Any suffix, any doubt that a person has that maybe there's a danger, even on a spectator, life possibility that maybe there's a life in danger here, is a chiyuv to be mechal Shabbos. It could be anything to do with poisoning, with internal wounds, burns, falls, fractures. Of course, we're not talking about, unless there's common sense understands, we're talking about serious falls, something which one panics, maybe there's a danger involved. But if you have the slightest, the smallest suffix, then there's chiyuv to call out Torah, to mechal Shabbos. One should not wait and go and look for a doctor and ask or run around, because you might be putting a life in danger. The Chai Bohem. Chai Bohem overrides even a Sophic Bikuch Nefesh, even a spectator. The Halacha, the Shekhinah brings an example where an accident has happened, a wall has fallen down, and we're not certain if there is somebody there. Maybe there isn't. And if there is, very possibly he hasn't survived it. Half of he can, with all the spectators, if an accident happens, if you see something, one has to be Mechal al Shabbos, because there might be a life which you can save. This is the life of a born person and unborn. Say the life of a uber, fetus is also beklaut uber nefesh. To save the life of a person who is a goysis, chai shor, a person who has to shalom le'aleinu is terminally ill, where the doctors say that this person has only got hours to live. There is a chiyuv min ha'Torah to be mechal Shabbos to prolong his life. I want to stress a point here, which is very important. Unfortunately, the secular world, the hashkof of the secular world is that the life of a person, once he reaches a certain stage, and they are uncertain what stage, but differences of opinion. But once a person has reached a certain age or stage, whatever you call it, life is not as important as others. This is not the Torah view. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yachto Yisrael Niko, the life of a person, even 1 minute of life, is important to us. The words of the Shulchan Aruch are as follows, a very extreme case. In Siman Shi'an Chof Tef, the Mechaber, the Messiah, brings the following case. Afile Matsu'uhu Medrut, the head of the lane is smashed. She'eino Yochai Lichyo Elo Lefisho. We know for certain that this person can only live for an hour, for a short time. There's a chiyuv to be mechal Shabbos. I feel like this person is in a coma, he's not alert, doesn't know what's going on. There's a chiyuv min ha'Torah to be mechal Shabbos. I want to share with you something I heard from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Shlita, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, in a very short statement, this halacha, somebody asked him, what does this mean? The one is al Shabbos, for a person who's so seriously ill. He can't survive. There's no life in him. What they would call no life. Brain dead, whatever they call it. As long as the heart is beating, there's life. Chazal say, b'shomer b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, mutav shichal Shabbos achat, k'dei sheyishmoy Shabbos es harbe. So you got to be Mechal Shabbos, and the reason is that he should be able to keep many Shabbos, but this person will not be able to keep many Shabbos. The Derech HaTeva is impossible. He's only got a few minutes to live. So why is there a chiyuv to be Mechal Shabbos? So this question is actually asked by one of the Rishonim, the Me'iri. The Me'iri, quoted by the Chofetz Chaim in the Halacha, the Me'iri says a fascinating thought. He says that the person, for one moment, has a hilul tshuva. And we don't know what goes on in the mind of a person in this last moment, even what they so-called brain death. No one knows. As long as the person is living, there might be a machshava of a hilul tshuva. But the Me'iri, if he's maharev tshuva that moment, it's kedai. Because that's also considered shoyme shabbos es haver. As we know, the samedi of tshuva has the power that Zadoinois, Nasiois, Kazuchiois. Maybe he has been Mechal certain Shabbosos, and in his mind he has a Hirat Shuva. And this Hirat Shuva would make him be a Shoyme Shabbos Lemafreya, or the previous Shabbosos. The Shuva has the Kayak to change an Aveira into a Bek. Well, at least it shouldn't be considered a Chilul Shabbos. That's also considered. Not in the future, but in the past. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said, quote, a sefer which is written by Rabbi Eliyahu Gutzmacher. The Haggos of Rabbi Eliyahu Gutzmacher are printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara. He was one of the, he lived 200 years ago, or 50 years ago, one of the Gedoyle Tzadikim Ashkenaz. He says amazing words. We know the Mama Chazal, La'olam Yira Odom, a person should see the world, Chetzi Zakai, Chetzi Chai. Many times the world stands in a balance. Be the world, it could be a town, be an area. And the Midas Hadin is Mekatrik. And the Zakai, the Tzadachayas. One needs just one mitzvah or one person who can change and be machriya from way the oilam lekaskos. But you could have a person who is a geisus. He's merutzes ve'ena yochalichyois el olafisho, the words of the Mechaber. He only has moments to live, but he's still living. If the matzav is chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayos, this person can be machriya. Whether it's the fact that this person is still living and he's done mitzvah, so his chut is there, or it's the chesed that's being done to this person, that is machriya kol olam. Whatever it is, the Rebbeinu Gutzmacher, this person who is living the extra minute can change the situation for kol olam kuloi, or the chol ha'ir, the whole town. And for that reason itself, one is mechuyav to be mechal Shabbos. Kedei sheyishmeru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos Haba. Maybe this hatzolah will save a situation in a town. Maybe Chas V'Shalom is a gezeirah ro. And because this person is still living, his chus is still megan on the whole town. So this is a very powerful thought. And it's important to remember. Because we come up with a situation many times. You might be in a place, a situation, in a hospital, or kedoma, in a hospice, where the nurses or the doctors, or even the top person might say to you, Chas V'Shalom, which never happened, but you know, the expression that I've heard many times, you know, this person's had his good innings, or, you know, he's had his life, he's old already, let him, I don't even quote the words, by us, B'nai Yisrael, every moment of life is life. Chai in it. The Hirut Shuva, the chusim that this person has, cannot allow to be ignored. Adarabba. And that's why we need to be Mechal Shabbos. And there's a chiyav according to Shulchan Aruch, a chiyav min atayra, to be Mechal Shabbos for any life, even if it's Chai Yishor. Referred to before, as long as there's a heart. And if there's an uncertainty whether this person, Chas V'Shalom, is still living or not, and we have a topic, he is still in Mechal Shabbos. We're not the experts to decide special halachas for that side, when, what is considered that. As long as we have a topic, we have a chiyav min ha'Torah to do anything to save a life. So we started from one into the other. Because nefesh starts from any suffix, any doubts you have that this might be dangerous, one shouldn't hesitate and immediately call out Torah. If an expert, a doctor, says it's dangerous, of course one has to call out Torah. If a doctor says it's not dangerous, but the patient himself says, I need Hatzolah, I need the doctor. Is a halach of leiv yodeya moras nafshei. It can happen many times. The doctor says he's fine. And this person saying, I need a doctor. I need help. Immediately one must call a doctor. Or call a doctor. Chiyuv. Leiv yodeya, the person's heart realizes moras nafshei. Or if there's a person, a layman, who says, I see, I feel that this is a matzav of tikkunah. Even if a doctor says it isn't, and the patient himself says it isn't. But if somebody who claims this looks dangerous, this looks a serious matter, one has to be Mechal Shabbos. Even if he's not the mumcha, but if he says he's an elchi, and he knows what it means to be Mechal Shabbos, he says, I feel that something has to be done, you have to respect that opinion, and one has to go and say this matter. These are the cases where we consider pikuach nefesh. Of course, there's a list of cases of examples. I can't go through all of them. In Sefer Shmir Shabbos Bichotza, if you have an English, he lists a much more detailed list of various cases. But since we're speaking to the tzibur, the nekuda, the point has to be made that any suffering, any doubt for you, we all Melech Eden, we know the severity of being Mechal Shabbos, but we also know how important it is to Ruach Nefesh. Any doubt whatsoever, one has to call Hatzolah. Again, if one can call Hatzolah with a Shinui, without any delay, one has to do it. That's Lachayat, which is not a Leches Mashavis, and therefore not the Issa the Raisa, only Issa the Rabot. Now, another important point which needs to be stressed, actually going in with a patient to hospital. Say we call out Sola Tam, and the case which needs to be taken into hospital. This is an important point which I want to stress to Kuach Nefesh. First of all, one should try, one should be careful not to attempt to take one's own family into hospital. For example, if somebody has to take his wife to have a baby into hospital and it's pretty urgent, one should call Hatzolah and not drive one's house. Unfortunately, the third accident happened in America. It was discussed by Gedolei Yisrael, Gedolei Rabbonim. One should call Hatzolah. Now here I want to just call the Mama Hamuska, stress a point about confidentiality. In every shiur that I give to Hatzolah members, I stress it again. And the reason why I mention it now is that the Tzibur should have confidence in this point. Hatzolah members are taught and they respect the highest degree of the confidentiality. It's sometimes difficult. One doesn't want to call up Hatzolah member because maybe we'll talk, we'll say something. It could be known what there are situations one can't avoid. But the confidentiality of a Hatzolah member is the highest priority because it can mean playing with lives. If somebody doesn't call Hatzolah because he's scared, concerned that maybe confidentiality will be breached, we don't want to take the achrayus, Chassid Shalom. It's important to stress this point. At the same time, it must be stressed that unfortunately it happens if it's in a mokum tzibur where there's a public and the Hatzolah goes Shabbat, Shul, whatever, and there's a case, the teva of people, the nature of people want to know what's going on. Everyone crowds around to see what happened. And if the ambulance arrives outside your neighbor's house, immediately the curtain is drawn. South what's happening. But normally Yetzirah, that isn't Yetzirah. One should try, one should be very careful. There's a midah called in Orcha Tzadikim, it speaks about it, Nagronius. He knows it, wants to know what's going on. That itself is not a good midah. But when it deals with Hatzolah, one should have the ability to not to look. It's difficult, but it's very important. It can make a difference. It can make a difference in the work of our Hatzolah member if he sees people standing around, and especially if they start giving their opinion. And when you hear many opinions, it just muddles up. Our Hatzolah member has to have clarity of mind to do what he thinks is correct at the moment, and he has Siyata Dishmaya, he must have Siyata Dishmaya. And at the same time, the patient, the person who unfortunately something happens to him, it's very embarrassing if he's the talk of the town and if everyone is crowding around him. So this is an important point to stress. To respect the privacy of him. And our Hatzolah members are taught, are told again and again, and I'm saying this not to the Hatzolah members, I'm saying to the public, they should realize that, and therefore have the confidence to call Hatzolah whenever. Because at the end of the day, it's the most efficient and the fastest way of getting past. One should not attempt to drive oneself, unless of course there's a situation which is unusual, but generally, the person hasn't got the clarity of mind, nervous, he has a member of the family in the car with him, who knows what can happen. Unfortunately, but when Hatzolah is taking somebody to hospital, a member of the family must go with. Especially if it's an elderly person. It's a must, it's a chiyuv. On Shabbos Kodesh, it's Deicha Shabbos, it's Deicha everything. One arrives in the hospital, If there's a member of the family there, the job is done faster. You push for something. Unfortunately, not undermining the NHS. We're in a Malchus Shel Chesed. It can happen anywhere and everywhere. If there's a member of the family on the spot, things are done. Atola members cannot always stay all the time. They're helpful, they're being in the hospital, they do whatever they can. But the member of the family must be there. And if a member of the family is not there for some reason, one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, or one must be Mechal Shabbos, to bring a member of the family there. I've seen it many, many times. The people have been left in hospital. As today, the matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, Mamish, because there was no one there to be with them. It's distressful for the patient, especially if it's a heart problem, the high blood pressure, where the worry can change the situation. Or many other situations where a person must have the support. This is not just some support. It's support which is to his, he needs it for his health, for his Rishmata Moiz Nafshasecha, and to deal with the doctors and the nurses. If there's somebody there, things get done. Of course, one has to push for it. But there's a chiyuv to be Mechal Shabbos, that a person, a member of the family or a friend, whoever's close, should come with the hospital to be there. Now, when you come with, of course, one travels as fast as possible, one goes in the ambulance with them, and then one arrives in the hospital to get the patient in and to do everything possible, no Shabbos. If one walks to the patient, one uses the doors, the lift, the doma, one should stay with the patient. Afterwards, when things have been handled and things have settled down, there is no heter. Once the case is settled and handled with, then the mitzvah has been done. Shvat Amei Nafshasechem, B'chai Bohem, Shom Amei Sos HaShabbos. Then one cannot be Mechal Shabbos. No the Raisa and no the Rabbana. And here I want to explain a halacha, which is negea to Hatzolah members, and it's not negea to the Papa. There is a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If somebody goes L'Hatzol, a Hatzolah member who goes to save a life, Hittiru Toifon Mishum Tichilotzon. A Hatzolah member is allowed to come back with an Nochri, who's driving him, to do an Issa D'Raisa. We pass on here, we're not allowed to do any Issa D'Raisa once the case is over. But to do an Issa D'Rabbonon, for example, to come back in the ambulance, to be driven back through a Nochri, somebody who's Yosei L'Hatzil is allowed to come to an Issa. The reason is, because if people will have to stay stranded, who knows where, we won't have proper service. People have their lives, people have their Shabbos, people have to be there. So, Yisid Rabbonon Chazal HaKadoshim allowed, Yitiru Soifon, we allow them to come back, Shim Tichiloson, so the next time, the member should have an excuse for not going. But this applies to the Habol HaHatzil. Member of the family, unless there is a necessity for their children at home, more children who need a member of the family there, all the patient needs to be taken home, and the patient needs somebody to care for him. Even if he's not anymore a chayla sheyesh b'kona, now considered maybe a chayla she'ein b'kona, but he's just gone through a trauma, and he's not feeling well, and he needs the care of somebody to be with him, then there's also a heter. But chayla she'ein b'kona, one can do an issa d'rabbanan. But things are hopefully fine, everything is the seder, there's no heter to come back to a goy. Some say for passing to sit in a car, to sit in a agola, any form of travel on Shabbos, although it's not the Issa D'Raita, is the Issa D'Rabbonon, and it's the Lusa the Shabbos. And therefore one must be careful. There's no heter of a Tiru Soifon Shim Chilos. I'd like to mention, in the Royal Free, in the ground floor, in the emergency department, there's a room called the Visitor's Room, and in that room there's a cupboard where we have Machover Shabbos, and I'll take this opportunity to thank the Askonim who have organized it, maintain it. His olives, his matzahs, wine, lemon, food, and there's no necessity to come back to Shabbos. Of course, it's not time to stay in our Shabbos, but there's no hetzer for tefillah b'tzibah, for kriyas Torah, or for sitting in shalashidus, family. That wouldn't be a hetzer to come back. The only hetzer of coming back would be for the sake of children who need parents there, for the sake of a choyle she'ed v'yitzkona. So if there isn't those two cases, then there's no hetzer to come back to Shabbos. I believe in other hospitals, they also have some hospitals, they arrange for one can have Shabbos. But I'm speaking specifically the Royal Free, where Abdullah got connections that have the arrangement. So, I'll stress again the point of going, being with the patient, staying with the patient, is to be with a member of the family or friend. One must be Mechal Shabbos to go and be with the patient. If somebody is aware of a patient being alone in the hospital, it's dangerous. Don't let the forces to leave a ill, sick person alone. So a serious sick person alone in the hospital. There's a chiyuv to do whatever one can to be with him, make sure that his health is being maintained and looked after by the doctor. Another sensitive point, and I'll have to speak with Remiza, but it's important, and I'll use some Lashon HaKodesh expressions, is Chilul Shabbos Tzorech Nochri. I'll just briefly mention it. The Halacha. The Nochri, the Emes HaHetzel of Chilul Shabbos, Chai Bohem, Tzorech Yisrael, even if Yisrael is not a Shem Shabbos, even if he's a Mechal Shabbos, nowadays, as an Ishpasman, the Chalal Shabbos are Tenekes Shenishbu, and therefore there's a Chiyuv, Hatzolot, Tefoshes, even for Mechalal Shabbos. Unless there's a very extreme case of an Apikiris, who is Mamish from the Hachis, the Hachis, we're not talking about that. Generally, Mechalal Shabbos, will it do for Fahetia, if not the Hachis, they're Tenekes Shenishbu, and there's a chiyuv to be mechal Shabbos for them as much as for any other year. There's no difference whatsoever. So it can happen, one's got a neighbor, one's got a mechal Shabbos, one has to be mechal Shabbos. No difference. For Nochri, there's a bayah. There's a halacha called Eva, which is a machleifis hapostim. Eva is going to have to show them if one doesn't do what one's supposed to do. And many poskim are matter even to do Issa Deraita because of this reason of Eva. Some poskim are only matter Issa Derabonon, but Issa Derabonon one certainly should do. And therefore, we anyway do things Kalachayat. So when there's a necessity for Nochri, one should do Kalachayat. In the case of perhaps an American Crown Heights, when it wasn't done, proved the case. Therefore, one should be aware that the Tzorech Nochri should be able to hector to do it. Of course, one should be do it Kalachayat. Done is the Rabbon. I want to just go through again, summarize. Halachas are important to remember. Before I conclude, I want to just go over again the halachas. There's a chiyuv to be Mechal Shabbos, a chiyuv gomo. To be Mechal Shabbos, a Tzorech, a Choyle, Sheyesh Mitzkona, a Sofit Skona, a Sfek Sfeke of Skona, even the smallest Avamina, smallest chance that maybe there's a life in danger, whether it's for born or for unborn, Shema Shabbos, Chal Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv to be Mechal Shabbos. There's no difference whether a person does it himself or somebody else does it. One shouldn't impose that some people think the patient should do it. No difference. Who does it? Kohi Solar Ravensel is there. Whoever does it. One should do Dafka through Yisrael Godel. Not to tell somebody else, not to tell a child to do it. Do it yourself. It's a mitzvah gedolah. And the Shulchan Aruch states, the halacha is, If somebody went to be martyr, somebody tried to save a life, but then he realized it wasn't necessary. Sometimes Baruch Hashem, it's not necessary, it was a mistake. But it was healthy. There was no need to call Hatzolah. But when he did it, the intention was to do Hatzolah's Patosha. Sheikh Mishul Chanurach, one is Mikabul Sa'ah, Ki'ilu Hitzul Nefesh. If the intention was for Hatzolah's Patosha, then it's a mitzvah gedoyla, although it wasn't necessary. And in the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch, there are 10 people around to do it. Everyone wants to be the first to be the kind of mitzvah. And only one managed to save the life. Kulon mekablin tzar. So one sees from this halacha that the mind, what the person thinks, shas, he's basic, and atolos, the social, this is what counts. So therefore one shouldn't hesitate. Maybe not, maybe I'm wasting time, maybe it's not necessary. If in your mind, you're honest with yourself, and you know that this might be a case of Atollah, you do it. The chiyuv to do it. We mentioned the point that one should try and do it through a shimi, lachayad. Only if it's certain that it will not cause any delay. And the example of kalachayad, for example, we gave is to use the knuckle when one presses phone. It's also highly recommendable that one should have a Hatzolah number on the phone, in your phone, in the memory, because by just pressing one button or even two, first of all, it's more efficient, and then you're avoiding less Chilul Shabbos involved. The less buttons press, the less Chilul Shabbos. Also, another point which I heard from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that using a cell phone has in it less research than using a landline. Slightly. It's both Yisurim and right. But there's less Yisurim involved using a portable than a landline. I won't go into the details of it. If anyone wants the truth, it's written just at the length of Shlomo Zalman. That was his opinion. So a landline is to be used, but the katchila one should use, one should try and have the cell phone, the mobile, the number of Hatzolah, 8806-1123, should be inside, and then all you have to do is, you never have to use it, but if it's necessary, just press Al-Achayad if possible. We set the point of confidentiality and the point of going with a patient, someone wants to go with, wants to be there, and wants to take care of a patient as long as it's necessary. This is not just mitzvah. I stress it again, this is mamish pikuach nefesh. Like I tell you, many examples of people who have been left alone in the hospital where it was mamish pikuach nefesh. I'd like to conclude with a thought. Every Shabbos, Mabrich HaSamozen, they say. At the end of the day, we say a tefillah. I want you to be aware of this tefillah. Maybe, hopefully, after this year, you might think when you say the tefillah, you'll say more kavanah. If Ritzoncho Haniach Lo Hashem Elokeinu, Shelo Yitehei Tzuru Yogoyim V'Anuchu B'Yoyim Menuchasein. The tefillah. One asks Ribbono Shel Olam, a very strange tefillah. Why should it be on Shabbos, Dafke, Shelo Yitehei Tzuru Yogoyim V'Anuchu B'Yoyim Menuchasein? It should never be tzuras. It should never be yoga manecha. Why does it be yoga manecha? Rabbi Yonason in Yaris Tavash says that Shabbos has in it an element of a yoyim tzar. If not for the vicious Shabbos, the oilik Shabbos, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, in the seder ha-mazl of Shabbos Kodesh, the mazl ma'adim is shaylet, it's a massive of tzar, and the shmir is Shabbos takes away this path. That's how Rabbi Yonason Eibish is explaining. But speaking of that Shia, on the Indian of Pikuach Nefesh, you can understand the very poshter pshat. This is, I think of it every Shabbos, when I say it in our back church, where Mispal to the Rabbi Yonason, Shaloi Tehei Tzoro Yodai Vanocha B'yem Unuchatein. It's very disturbing. Everyone wants Shabbos, peaceful Shabbos, home Shabbos. We don't want to call out people, Atzolah members on Shabbos. So we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, it shouldn't be necessary. Shaloi tehei tzora yodol v'anocha v'yodol v'chatein. We should have a peaceful Shabbos. But at the same time, if the Rotten Haboyri is Baruch Shemayim, that one must be Mechal Shabbos, or shouldn't hesitate, one shouldn't doubt, one shouldn't have any faith, one should act speedily and swiftly, the Mikayan, the Roshan of Chazal Hazori, Arez and Shabbat. With this I'd like to conclude. I'd like to mention, if anyone has any questions, I would like to ask you if you could, writing, I'll answer every question. Very difficult in the public to answer immediately questions. And the reason is, because we're dealing with Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, any serious shaila, and sometimes the spur of the moment was to give an answer which might be, sorry, he didn't give me a question. He just gave me the email address. Right. But the electric pen so that people to write down. Anyhow, I'll mention something. If anyone has any question on what we said or any further points which haven't been mentioned, I'll be glad to answer anyone of any question. You can forward it to Northwest London at Solar. I'll spell it NWLONDON at Hatzola HATZOLA .org.uk. The email address Hatzola, or my address 71 Bridge Lane, or pass it on to any member of Hatzola City. I'd be glad to answer, and one should ask, if one has any queries, one should ask, hopefully I'll be able to give an answer. If you're not saying, the brain should help, but you shouldn't have to use the Hatzola, and the Shvizoicha to be Mekayim, Shmir Shabbos to Chosa, and בחי בוהם, רבין של שגיב הריך הסיומים ושם פייבס, to everyone who's here, אשר יש לפוי, אשר איננו פוי, all those are listening to the shiur, and we should be זכר together, ללמוד וללמד, לשמוד ולעשות ולקיים, כל דברי סלמד ולסלח ואהב ועומד.
The show you have been listening to has finished. Welcome.